With Empire KPCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. At the end of the month, RCC will hold a concert with proceeds benefiting the Path of Life homeless shelter. KBCR's Amy Hodick has more.
Peter Curtis, professor of music at Riverside City College, will hold a benefit concert for the homeless on September 29th at 4 p.m. Here is my interview with Curtis. So the first question is, when you say that the concert benefits the homeless, what exactly do you mean? Will the proceeds go directly to the homeless shelter for food, etc., or could they possibly help someone get into a home?
They go to Path of Life Ministries Homeless Shelter, and they have a very comprehensive program that provides both food and shelter. They also provide job training, well, not so much job training, I think, but interview training, job interview training, and try to give people tools so that they can get out of the temporary fix of staying in the shelter and eventually get into a home.
I see. Question number two, what inspired you to plan the event?
The Department of Music moved to a beautiful facility, the Coyle School for the Arts, in downtown Riverside back in 2016. And downtown Riverside, like many downtown urban areas, does have some homelessness. And it was the stark contrast between our beautiful new music building, our home for the department, and the homeless people that one saw not that far away from the Department of Music in parts of the downtown area, that made me think that we in the music department really ought to use our home to help the people in our community that are homeless. So I suggested the idea to my colleagues in the Department of Music. Everybody was really supportive. I contacted our councilman for the city council for this area, and he suggested Path of Life Ministries as a homeless shelter that does great work. I went and visited them, and after visiting them and seeing for myself the great work that they do, we decided that they would be a worthy beneficiary of proceeds that we raise at this concert.
Last question. Who will perform at the concert, and what type of music will it consist of? Multiple genres?
There will be multiple genres. Most of it will be classical music, but actually, I shouldn't say most of it. The Wind Ensemble will play, and they are somewhere in between band music and, you know, band music in the sort of tradition of Sousa, etc., and classical music. So there's sort of a bit betwixt and between, but more on the classical side. And there will be the Jazz Ensemble, which is a fantastic jazz band, big band. There'll be a choir, the Chamber Singers, who are a wonderful vocal group under the direction of John Byan. The Percussion Ensemble will perform. That is, they do typically 20th and 21st century classical music for percussion instruments, both tuned and not tuned, so marimba, etc., for tuned instruments. And then I am conducting the guitar ensemble, and we are going to be doing two pieces by J.S. Bach and one other piece by a Baroque composer. So I would say that it's a combination of classical music, jazz, vocal music, and band music.
Donations for admission are minimum $10. Amy Hudek, Empire KVCR News.
A grand jury has declined to bring charges against an off-duty Los Angeles police officer who fatally shot a mentally ill man during an altercation in a Southern California Costco warehouse. Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hustrin announced the grand jury's decision Wednesday. Los Angeles Police Department officer Salvador Sanchez opened fire on June 14th, fatally shooting Kenneth French and injuring his parents, Russell and Paola French. Lawyers for Sanchez has said he acted in self-defense when French attacked him as he was holding his one-and-a-half-year-old son during a shopping trip to the warehouse store. An attorney for the French family has said family members believed French suffered from schizophrenia and was off his medication at the time. Authorities have said the attack was without provocation. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.